Good morning to you all, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't mind, I think we'll start and get the ball rolling. Welcome to the 888 Holdings annual results presentation. I'm Brian Mattingley, the company's CEO, and I have with me this morning Aviad Kubrin, CFO, and Itai Freiberger, the COO. For the agenda today, I would like to give you a very brief overview of the headline activities in 2013 and a little bit of a look at some of the opportunity in 2014. Aviad will then cover in detail the numbers, and Itai, as always, will entertain you with the details of the operational aspects of the business. Well, what a year 2013 was. Very busy and exceptionally rewarding. And here are some of the key headline activities of the year. I think we have presented a great set of results today, which came from our core business, our core markets, our core products. Whatever the issues were to distract us, and I can tell you there were many, we continued to focus on our core business. This core business has served us well. Casino, supposedly a mature market, up by 15%. Poker, ahead by 7% on last year, and we advanced to number two in global liquidity as per PokerScout. In bingo, difficult first half, we halted the decline experienced in that first half and saw by quarter four we were flat year-on-year. The trends for the beginning of the new year were very encouraging. We changed and integrated a sports book provider. This has had the effect of growing our revenues in that sector by 17% against last year. Overall, we had an excellent growth in both B2C and also B2B. We continue to develop and improve our products. Our new look sports book is now competitive, with a great range of sports available at competitive odds and also excellent risk management profile. Our game studio produces 8-10 unique 888 slots per year, which differentiate us from our competitors. Last year, we saw Millionaire Genie, our highly successful slot, not only appear on every London taxi side, but deliver up to 1 million pound of bets per day at its peak. We pushed our mobile offer forward, and now every product group has an application for smartphone and for tablet. This technology now accounts for slightly more than 30% of our revenue and up to 40% of FTDs, which is a key matrix for us. And we will continue to drive the growth through mobile technology next year. However, our business model has changed. No more just download and non-download versions. We now have mobile, smartphones, tablets, iOS, Android, HTML, as well as the old traditional versions. These technology platforms are all different and require much attention. You can't launch one without the rest. This makes design and implementation much more complicated. We have continued to drive our European regulated markets forward and have seen revenue grow in both Spain and Italy. The introduction of slots in the Italian market in 2012 added a new dimension to that market, and the release of mobile applications in Spain contributed to the overall growth. As a result of this, I am pleased to report that we have achieved positive financial contribution from both those markets this year, possibly earlier than we had originally anticipated. Unfortunately, these markets do not have a full product suite, and this achievement is really something quite remarkable considering we haven't got that full suite. Now, in terms of the U.S., an exciting year where we obtained our Nevada Internet Gaming Service Provider license, the only non-U.S. company to do this. Although this may not sound a big deal, I can assure you it took vast amounts of management and staff's time to get there. We have launched in all three regulated states: Nevada, Delaware, and New Jersey, all to time and all in accordance with individual regulatory requirements. In the U.S., within those three states, we now operate four platforms and 8 brands. Quite an achievement in a very short period. Our development program has intensified, not only because of the States, but also of maintaining our current portfolio. And we have sought to reduce our dependency on an already overstretched team in Israel. We have identified that there is a developing pool of experienced labour in Romania and have opened our own facility in that country, managed by a core group of senior engineers from Israel. This facility allows us to tap into a talented software engineering pool at a lower cost without compromising quality. I believe we have adapted well to all the changes in our environment over the past year, and we have delivered on what we said we would. Now let's take a brief look at 2014. The opportunities here are many and varied, and we need to pick up on all of these and again deliver in order to achieve that continued growth. We will develop relationships with new regulators and legislators in the US as they take an interest in the online market. We will also nurture partnerships with operators who work in those states in order to ensure that we have the ability to obtain licenses in these markets as they pass regulation and ready themselves for implementation. We are currently active in Pennsylvania, California, New York, and Illinois. The interstate liquidity pooling agreement between Nevada and Delaware announced last month has some interesting features for the industry as a whole. We are the only operator able to engage in this compact, and naturally we're involved deeply with the concept and the development. This is potentially a major strategic development for the industry, and already other states are looking with interest as a means of entering the market by this route. The Spanish and Italian markets are already successful, and in 2014 we will address product portfolio issues. We already have obtained a sports license in Spain, and we are developing a sports book which we hope will be ready for the 2014 World Cup. We are also looking at poker products and platforms for Italy. Furthermore, it is recognised that we need to expand our mobile applications both in Spain and introduce them into Italy. These improvements, together with the potential introduction of slots in Spain, is another strand of our growth programme for future years. Our success in 2013 has been largely due to our marketing prowess and the way we stimulate customer acquisition and retention. It is a key imperative that we continue to develop our core marketing competence and drive for more imaginative and productive campaigns, all designed to deliver acceptable levels of ROI and increase the lifetime value of our customers. It is important that we maintain our industry leader position in our marketing suite of programs. This is a true USP for 888. We have started the year well, with an 8% year-on-year growth in revenue and all business unit indicators heading north. I'm delighted with this early performance and see no reason why we should not have another very successful year with both our core and new markets kicking into this growth. I'd like to thank you very much for your attention and now hand you over to Aviad, who will go through more detail the numbers.
Thank you, Brian. Indeed, a record year for 888. In fact, the best year we've had since we exited the US market 8 years ago. Revenue, as you know, went up 7% to 401 million. Revenue on B2C was up 7% to 352 million. On the casino as well, 15 up to 190 million, and on the poker up 7% to 94 million. The adjusted EBITDA increased 13% to 76 million, and more importantly, the adjusted EBITDA margin increased to 18.9% from 17.8% in the year before. PBT went up 30% to 53 million, and adjusted EPS went up 19% to 16.6. Our cash position increased to 116 million, out of which 60.4 is corporate cash. cash generated from operating activities represents 119% of EBITDA and demonstrating the high cash generative nature of the business. Our final dividend per our payout policy is $0.04, and in addition, we're going to pay a special one-off dividend of $0.07 per share, bringing the total dividend for the year to $0.14 per share. Taking a look at the P&L, we can see that OpEx remain relatively flat over the last year, representing the operational gearing nature of the business. We have paid a bit more of $2 million in gaming duties. We have increased our research and development by about $3 million. We have increased our absolute spend on marketing by $9 million, though we kept the marketing ratio exactly where it was a year ago, and we've kept administrative expenses very much under control. And the result is the increase in EBITDA in absolute terms and in the margin. You can see here on the P&L for the first time a share of the joint venture loss at $4.1 million. That represents our close to 50% part in our U.S. joint venture AAPN with Avenue. And these losses were incurred in relation to setup and preparation into operating in New Jersey. Our tax charge is slightly lower this year than the year before. And as I mentioned, profit after tax, $50 million, a 41% increase on the previous year. I'm very proud to report this P&L, and we've worked very hard to deliver it. A few highlights about the P&L, what you can't see from it. Our revenue in Spain grew by 30% in 2013. Our revenue in Italy increased 65% from the year before. And in terms of the impact of the U.S. operations, I mentioned the $4.1 million JV loss. But in addition, we had circa $6 million of capitalized U.S. development costs. So we actually don't see this on the P&L, but we have spent a huge amount of efforts in developing our platform in the U.S. A bit of historical perspective on the revenue. We have increased our revenue outside of the U.S. clearly since 2003 by almost seven times to the revenue in 2013. So seven times in 10 years, representing 21% CAGR. And we're very pleased with that performance. If you look at the geographical segmentation, the revenue grew in Europe 14%, in the U.K. only 1%, but when you extract the bingo, revenue in the U.K. grew by 11%. In the Americas, revenue grew by 22%, and the rest of the world, which is not a focus area for us, was down by 14%. The U.K. now represents 41% of our business, slightly down from 43% a year before. I expect this trend to continue given that our business outside the U.S. is growing faster. Another look at geographical growth in terms of our core products, casino and poker. You can see in the highly competitive and saturated U.K. market, we have been able to increase our casino and poker revenue by 9%, and in Europe, excluding the U.K., by 15%. If we look at the revenue of our B2C by product, we could see the casino increased revenue by 15%, poker 7%, bingo unfortunately declined 16%. However, the bingo has shown very significant recovery in H2, and we're definitely seeing trading at much better levels in Q1 than they were a year ago. And in addition to that, what you can't see is that sport went up on the year by 17%. If you look at the B2C revenue, again, historical perspective from 2010, we have increased our revenue from our B2C business by 58% in 3 years since 2010. If you look at the casino, The revenue increase since 2010 was 62%, in part driven by very strong mobile growth and the introduction of slots in Italy in December 2012. On the poker, we've increased our revenue since 2010 by 147%, and we are now ranked number 2 in the global poker rankings. As I mentioned before, this is an operationally geared business. We have been able to increase our margins from 17.8 to 18.9, and therefore increase the absolute EBITDA number from 67 to 76. In the next slide, you will see the hypothetical world with no gaming duties. If gaming duties were not introduced, we would have generated $89 million of EBITDA this year, which would have represented 22% EBITDA margin. In terms of cash, as they always say, cash is king. We've been able to increase the amount of cash we generate in absolute terms, but also the relative proportion of cash to EBITDA increased from 106% to 119%. We've always said that the US activities will not cause significant drain on our cash, and here's the deliverable. On the next slide, you can see the marketing absolute spend and the marketing cost ratio. We've continued to expand the business. We spend $9 million more on marketing, but we've kept the marketing ratio exactly where we wanted it to be, same level as last year. On the cost structure, just a few words. We've managed to reduce OPEX and admin expenses as percentage of revenue. We've increased the R&D, as Brian mentioned, and Itai will mention what we did with the R&D, and we've kept the marketing ratio stable. Therefore, the margins increased for the year. A few words about customer bonuses. Wherever there's growth in revenue, there's the inevitable question, have you been purchasing revenue at expensive cost? And here's the demonstration that this is not the case. In the casino, where we increased revenue by 15%, in fact, the bonus ratio went down slightly by 1% from 24 to 23%. And in the poker, where revenue went up by 7%, we've managed to decrease the bonus ratio from 23% to 18%. So we're continuing to do what we do well, CRM, retention, clever marketing, and analytics. The last two slides on the balance sheet. The balance sheet remained unlevered. We've increased the net corporate net cash by $29 million during the year. And finally, on the cash flow statement, we've generated net cash from operating activities of $90 million. Primarily what we did with it, we have developed the US platform, and we have distributed dividends of $33 million. And yet the cash increased significantly between the 2 years. I'll now hand you over to Itai.
Thank you, Aviad. Hello, everyone. It's good to be here this morning. Yeah. Definitely another busy year was 2013, but then every year in this industry is somewhat chaotic. The special thing about this year was around the new markets coming together while continued growth in our core markets. Keeping all plates spinning was again the big achievement of the year. In this slide here, which I've used last year, you can see, you know, January 2012 or 13 indexed to 100%, and you can see growth in our main KPIs, which in my view is a sign of good health of the business. The business is growing, the business, we see more B2C depositors and deposit, we see more revenues in casino, we see more active players in casino, etc. And that's an indication of how the business is actually doing this year. I think despite scaling up, we were able to keep our margins and core market performance. This year was also about multidimensional. We have to consider different channel, markets, products, platforms. Again, as I said in the last time we met, our business is becoming more and more complicated. Our ability to do so goes back into the investment we made in our platform and our core offering. Today, we've created a platform which is fully automated and allows us to go and innovate and breach the envelope, if you want, in different promotions and different activities which help us achieving that. Getting the entire organization to execute and deliver these complex activities is a testimony of how the organization is in sync. I believe that this way the work internally was a major part of our success. If you want, our secret sauce is in the way that we work together. Casino was a star performer this year. We've integrated a significant amount of additional content into the casino through our GGP platform. That platform actually allows us to integrate third-party content, which I regard as commodity, but it also allows us to develop our own games onto the platform. We've created an in-house game studio that delivered 25 different games this year. Some of them are unique and very special, and this creates a differentiation between us and the rest of the market. I think it also allows us to keep our costs down, because those games, once we finish developing them, they become ours. There is no revenue share attached to them. Therefore, it's a clean upside after they have been developed. The activities in Casino were supported by dozens of innovative campaigns. We push the envelope in terms of the different campaigns that we're running. Everything is automated and dependent on different activities that were done before. So if a customer responds positively or negatively to a promotion that was done on day X, on day Y, there would be a different promotion attached to that customer, with taking into consideration the results of other campaigns that was presented to him, and everything then works automatically through the system. Our analytical culture, together with our in-house marketing and technology, is what again gives us an edge. The fact that we have everything in-house is super important when we create the next campaign and we decide what product we want to develop going forward. This is a self-feeding life cycle, and it became a core competency over the years and a key competitive edge. In poker, 2013 showed a similar trend to previous year. Fewer networks, there is a consolidation in the market. We're able to achieve a market leadership, which is a good thing for us when it comes to consolidation. 888 Poker continues to breaking the trend and grows. As my colleagues here said, we were able to achieve the number two position in Poker Scout and actually took it to the extreme and created some gap between us and the rest of them. We've made 888 Poker a destination of choice for players and to the industry. If you work today in the poker industry, you cannot disregard 888 Poker. You have to work with 888 Poker. And that actually drives additional business, because it means that everybody or everyone who has something to offer in this market will have to come to us and work to us. It gives us more exposure and it gives us more leverage when we are negotiating with them. Again, it's a self-feeding life cycle. When it comes to sport, in January last year, we understood that we need a change. The entire process from setting our strategy to the RFP, the contract making, developing, deploying, was under 6 months. We have done so with zero disturbance to the business itself. And again, for something that we did not plan before. We now have what we've been missing. And that product is now integrated in full to our back office, which means all the bells and whistles and all the capacity that we have in our back office can now be exported into the sport business. And of course, there is a constant or a seamless flow between customers going from sport to poker, casino, etc. In my view, there's lots of room to grow in this area for 888. In bingo, we saw a slow start of 2013. We spoke a lot about it in our last session. We went through realignment and a reorganization in our B2C side. We also grew the B2B business organically and through a new partnership. As you can see, we were able to reverse the trend and gather good momentum in B2C. We remain committed to our partners, providing a competitive product. We believe there is more potential and upside in this sector for both B2C and B2B. Mobile. A lot has been said about mobile. 2 years ago, we had to make a decision whether we want to buy a product or to build a product. Naturally, buying a product is a lot more simpler and a lot more straightforward, takes less time, and you know what you get. We thought that this has strategic importance. Therefore, we decided to build, you know, our own mobile proposition. And when I'm talking about building, I'm talking about building all the different variants of the platforms into all the different products, into all the different markets. So if you want, it's like a 3D table that you need to move in all different directions. It allows us to control our own destiny and remain self-sufficient. Our mobile efforts is bearing tangible fruits, resulting in revenue growth across all verticals, with UK as the clear indicator of the trend. Mobile share in every vertical and market has reached significant proportions from player deposit through lifetime value. Today we design new products with mobile in mind. So we see how mobile will react to those products, and this is how we design the new products that we work on. Again, mobile is fully integrated, works in harmony with the rest of our services, so we can cross promotion between the different verticals and the different platforms and cross them from mobile to mobile, between different products in mobile, between different products out of mobile. So for example, you can see an FTD coming in on poker mobile, and then this customer is being crossed into casino on PC, for example. Depends on what's the agenda at that point. There's lots more potential in this sector. This is just the beginning. Today we have in-house Android, iOS, HTML5, tablet, smartphone, as well as a dedicated marketing people that focus on mobile marketing. Acquisition in our business is a crystal ball. When we see the FTD numbers, we know what would be the revenue numbers of tomorrow. Mobile works across platform products and markets and allow us to expand our potential between the different parts of the business. As you can see in this slide, mobile became an important part of our business. This is a really nice one. Yeah. When it comes to Bingo, our mobile Bingo app was developed later in the year. Again, a very strong and positive feedback from the market. Partners quickly adopted, and today all major partners are on mobile. Mobile Bingo, in my view, was a key driver in our business turnaround. Again, in mobile today, we have HTML5, which means web apps and native apps for ourselves and for numerous partners, which is a significant challenge to get all of them into the App Store and into the various places in order to achieve the position they're looking for. Perhaps the most impressive slide, this is a fundamental to the growth of and a competitive edge in the future. This part of the business grew significantly in both revenue and new business. In a few years, mobile will become the main delivery channel of the industry, and I think we're getting there very quickly. Regulation. We keep a close tab with local development in Europe and the world. We're very pleased with our performance in the markets we've launched. I feel that we have the skill set and know-how in penetrating and running regulated markets. This is a key competency for today and for the future. We use the same platform, i.e. we migrate business practice and tools between markets so we can leverage our scale. It gives us another edge when we can use promotions that we've done in territory X and can migrate those promotions and those algorithms into a different market. Today we reach a stage allowing us to move into steady state. The business is now focused around profitabilities of those markets. We have a strong foothold that allows us to do so. Next stage would be widening and deepening our offering, which means more offerings in each one of the states, more products and more mobile and more services with each one of the services that we offer. This will drive a more effective P&L because it will allow us to cross between the different elements. Today, for example, in Italy, we have casino only, which is probably the most expensive acquisition channel in the market. In Spain, we don't have sport, which is potentially, Spain is a sport-driven market. So there, these things, when they will add it into the mix, will make a significant impact. The results are shown here. Spain is a much bigger part of the business than before. This is an important skill set, as I said before, something that will help us in the future to get additional traction. I missed something. Sorry about that. Gonna go back? Yeah. Being a prominent player in Spain will drive upside when slots are introduced. In Italy, we saw the trend, and when slots were introduced in Italy, it's almost doubled the business. We know, and we heard from the regulator, the slots are planned to be regulated this year. So being one of the leading, if not the leading, casino online operator in Spain, this will have a great positive impact on our business there. We also look forward launching sport, again, to make us more effective. We've acquired a license earlier this year, and we will be utilizing that with the regulator in order to allow for sport betting to happen in Spain. Plus, we will introduce more services such as mobile and new promotions into the market. There's lots of new opportunities for 888 in current regulated markets. America. The US is our blue ocean. People tend to forget it's only a year old. We see good signs and a lot of areas to improve, which make this even a bigger opportunity. We were able to establish, within that short period of time, a very strong position in the market. We've launched three states, making being the only operator to launch in three states, and doing so within 5 months. This was a significant achievement for us to do all of these states in America. And I'm not talking about just launching three different brands or eight different brands. We're talking about launching eight different brands within five different networks in three different states with very, very, very strong regulators that sits on the other side. It gives us a very good perspective on the market and the trends. The market is steadily growing. To date, 888 is powering eight brands in America. In each market, we acquire the leading position, which demonstrates our core competency. Our special position made us the natural choice for local partners. It's a long-term investment when it comes to the infrastructure, the technology, the business relationships that we have, and the skill set that we actually work on or build today in the marketplace. We expect more state to regulate, which will allow us to exploit more potential out of the largest gaming market in the world. Our special position in the US gives us a very good perspective. Through our eyes, you can really see the US market coming together. We're working to improve our proposition, fine-tune our marketing and activities, and support our customers with the specifics of each regulated state. I think you're all aware of the issues that we have with Visa and with geolocation. And what we're doing these days is try to accommodate or create a more streamlined experience to our customers in order for them not to fail through the process, which today is not very friendly. As mentioned before, we run eight different brands with numerous partnerships. We are pushing forward on maintaining our leadership position in the market. B2C and B2B strategy is working well for us, and we plan to continue and push forward here to ensure we embrace the business potential. Interstate liquidity, as Brian mentioned before, is nothing short of strategic to us. The fact that we are the only operator that can actually provide makes us, again, a target destination for additional partnerships and for relationship with additional regulators. It's pushed us forward. It brings us into the forefront of US online gaming. We expect more states to join that liquidity compact. When we look at our New Jersey performance, as a platform, we own today the lion's share of the market in this competitive market. This was not the case in the beginning. I believe that there is no second chance in poker, as if you do not breach the minimum threshold, it is very difficult or very, very expensive to penetrate the market. I expect us to be able to move soon to monetization mode, which is our real agenda in this business. In New Jersey, we are starting to focus on casino these days. Our experience in driving low CPA traffic through poker creates a significant opportunity of high lifetime value CPA products such as casino. New Jersey is now moving into maturity. As I don't know if we spoke about it, but there are three stages to New Jersey. Phase one is getting the product out there. Phase two is spending marketing. And phase three is a phase in which you do more customer retention and you work on your database. And I believe that this is the stage in which we excel, allowing us to use the tools and know-how from other markets we operate in. We are setting the foundations for this market and the US as a whole. It's important to note the trend in which revenue follows activity. We saw that in the beginning. The more activity we have, the more share and the revenue we see later on when the DGE publish their numbers. The AAPN is our joint venture with Avenue Capital. Launching in New Jersey made AAPN a prominent player in the US. We continue to invest and solidify AAPN through a new partnership and marketing investments. Our vision of leading the US gaming market is taking form. AAPN will create a significant value to 888 as one of the leading operators in America and as a clean DNA US entity. To summarize, 2013 was a very challenging year for us. It was also the most rewarding ever. Our company was able to grow in its core market while deploying new ones. These are the foundation of the business in years to come. Our world is becoming more complicated and requires a very professional team to drive it. We must preserve our nimble and agile DNA to fuel additional growth. 3 months into this year, we are focusing on our next challenges. We need to preserve momentum in Europe and America via innovation and execution. Interstate represent a new dimension and a clear opportunity for 888. We are preparing for the rollout of new products across the business in multiple jurisdictions as well as core markets. Our focus on existing markets is key to ensure we do not drop the ball and keep our growth engine running with brute force. It's been an interesting ride so far, and we're looking forward to the road ahead.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. I'm just going to sort of, we put together a slide, but I just want to sort of talk, if you like, off the cuff. I think that we've had an exceptional year, and that exceptional year has been delivered by a very dedicated and loyal team. We have a very talented pool of labor, and without them, I don't think we would ever have got to where we are today. We actually have driven them to the state where, you know, our offices are blazing with lights 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that team continues to drive forward. So I think without them, we wouldn't be where we are today. And they still remain very, very committed. We are operationally geared. So any more that comes in on the top line, our conversion to EBITDA will get better. I'm not saying that we are not going to increase our overhead. I think it would be wrong to say that the American market is going to be overhead free. There will be increments to that, but it will not be significant to change the balance whatsoever. We have started strongly in 2014. I see no reason at all why we shouldn't continue. This company is in good health, it's fit, and I hope we can actually prove and continue to prove that this is a great company to be invested in. We are really going forward. We've got a great management team, a great team of people throughout the world, and I think we've seen some of the greatest opportunities. And one of the things that somebody said to me yesterday is all of the future is getting closer. He only wants California to open. It only wants Pennsylvania and New York to come on stream. You know, what will our revenues be then? What will our EBITDA be then? That is getting closer. 2 years ago when I sat here, that was still a dream. I think that dream is now literally beginning to settle down. Some form of reality. Slower than a lot of people would like, but I still think we'll get there. So I'd like to thank you all very much indeed for coming along. I hope you agree with the sentiments that we've got here on the panel. Great company, great business. Invest in it because this is the time to really get in on the ground floor. Thank you very much indeed.